All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Robin Aroni is on. K4 VMS is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Bill F1 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Skunk 71 is on. Dave Souders is on. Jenna Fogg is on. John Phillips is on. Gritterden is on. Judy Anita is on. Naz Yeager is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Mark 1065 is on. Bud Dave is on. Supergirl 21 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Producer Aaron is on. Deb Plan is on. The one and only Clean Sanchez is on. Drummond for Jesus is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. PD Frank 1974 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Veronica 18201 is on. TJT1 is on. Sheila K is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Granite 2468 is on. Texas Billy is on. Waterline 46 is on. Stefa Toms is on. Lisa Kinzer's on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Just Jesse's on. Joe Heathen's on. JD Wool is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Praise Holler is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Stefa Toms is on. Conservative Waffle is on. 509 25 McDonald is on. Just Jesse is on. DK Jackson is on. Hefner's on. Snarl Barkley is on. See if I missed anybody. Ab Seeks Truth is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Skipping down. Confederate One is on. Patriot of the North is on. Swethy is on. Let me see here. Scooting down. Getting down to the bottom. Gucci Buckeye is on. Black Horse is on. Uh-oh, Wisconsin Honey Badger just saw that one out of the corner of my eye. All right, God bless each and every one of you. Glad that you are on tonight. Let's hop right to this. Trump is at war on every side. That's just the way that it is for a Republican and conservative. Whenever you are in office, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Perplexed, but that's the thing. 2 Corinthians 4:8. We're not going to lose. We're winning, and that's just the way that it is. We are going to win. All of us are fighting this thing spiritually. We're fighting it, you know, at the ballot box, and Trump is doing, overall, is doing a great job. Listen, there's ups and there's downs. Lots of ups and downs going on in the DOD right now. But listen, even with that, I don't know. We're going to get to it in just a minute. I don't exactly know what's going on in Hegseth's office. Some of it is a little bit duplicitous, and we'll see that in just a minute. All right, let's go to the first story, though. Go right to the judge front. And remember now, you might be like, I'm getting confused with all these cases. Join the club. So am I. There's 200 of them. I'm not exaggerating that. There's literally 200 cases filed against Donald Trump with Norm Eisen at the helm of each and every one of those cases. So here's another one. Terrible tweet. Breaking: Obama appointed federal judge William Hornsley Orrick has blocked Trump's plan to cut federal spending to sanctuary cities as unconstitutional. Imagine this. A sanctuary city is acting in an unconstitutional, treasonous way, and this judge rules that blocking their funding is unconstitutional. You're like, it has to be that these people are ruling from some other source outside of a statute book, outside of a federal statute book. That would be correct. They are ruling as if they're president. They are ruling from their own political biases. That's it. And there's really nothing else to say about it. They are actually ruling out of the fact that they are a Democratic Party activist. And you always need to get to the root of where all their money comes from. Now, I'm not saying this guy is corrupt as far as monetarily speaking. He's very corrupt. When you are corrupt, if you rule that it is unconstitutional for a sanctuary city not to receive money when they are acting in an unconstitutional way, you are in fact corrupt because you are ruling out of your own political bias. You are corrupt. Now, whether he's financially corrupt or not, nobody knows. We know that Boasberg, in fact, is, because he ruled in a way that benefits his own wife and his own daughter, because both of them receive money from NGOs. As a matter of fact, they receive all of their money from NGOs. And then Boasberg made it impossible for Trump, according to his ruling, and I think eventually you have to blow it off, but it made it impossible for Trump to cut off funding to those specific NGOs. Same thing was happening with Engeron with the 34 felony convictions. When his own daughter was profiting off of the trial, he should have obviously recused himself, but he didn't, Because, in fact, that in and of its that's financial corruption. But you are corrupt when you are ruling in a biased manner. None of these people, by the way, none of these, we need to find a totally different system. If you are going to be a judge, you cannot be politically affiliated with anything. That's the way that it has to be on both sides. On both sides. You can't make a financial contribution and you cannot benefit from a political party. Otherwise, you can't be a judge. Otherwise, think about it. As a right winger, you could end up in a leftist judge's court, which is Bannon, Navarro, Trump, Flynn, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, everybody. They ended up in Democratic Party jurisdictions, Democratic Party judges, Democratic Party public defenders, Democratic Party prosecutors, Democratic Party judges, grand juries, and juries. How are you going to win? You have absolutely no chance of winning when you're getting tried. And why, that's why they always, why did Alex Jones get tried in Hartford, Connecticut, and Austin, Texas? Because they're two liberal hubs. One of them, one of his judges, was a purpled hair leftist who advocated vaccines and masks. How's she going to rule against Alex Jones in an unbiased way? Which, of course, she didn't. She didn't allow him to, listen, this is how it's getting in courts now. You are not even allowed to present a defense. That's a fact, by the way. Look at any of the cases. Whether it's Navarro, whether it's Bannon, whether it's Alex Jones civilly, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Stone, whether it's Flynn, you, whether it's the J6ers, you're not even allowed to proffer a defense. You're not, the judge actually rules that you can't defend yourself. Well, won't somebody do something? This is how I want everybody to think that watches this podcast. Who? I want you to think in 4D. And you probably already do. But everybody thinks that there's going to be some white horse, white hat coming to your rescue. Who? If you end up in front of a blue judge in a blue jurisdiction, blue jury, blue grand jury, blue prosecutor, and you're just found guilty, and you're like, you are in all the exculpatory evidence way outweighs anything else. And the example that I always give you, you're found. They haul you in front of a judge saying that you stole a bike, and you have video proof that you were in the Bahamas. The bike was stolen in Austin, Texas, and you have video proof that you were in at the Bahamas at that time. The judge can simply just rule that that's not admissible. You're like, well, somebody's going to come in and do something. I want you to think, who? If a judge says it's in, well, I can appeal my case to the appellate. The appellate's blue too. You don't get any red until you get to the Supreme Court. And then your life is in the hands of Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh and John Roberts. Yeah. Gorsuch will probably go your way. Clarence Thomas will probably go your way. Alito will go your way. The three leftards won't. And then you've got the three remaining, right, alleged, supposed to be right wingers who are very unpredictably constitutional in that they're going to actually rule in a constitutional manner. A lot of times they don't rule in a constitutional manner. But that's where we're at. So you're wondering, how can a judge tell the executive branch, that they can't pull money from cities that are acting in an unconstitutional way, and its justification behind that ruling is that it's unconstitutional to not support a city that's acting in an unconstitutional way? You're like, but somebody's going to write in only if it gets to the Supreme Court. And then you rely on Johnny Roberts, who's best friends with Norm Eisen. Vacation with Norm Eisen in the Czech Republic in the 120 something room mansion that Norm Eisen somehow could afford to rent while he was there, probably through NGOs that you and I pay for. Let's go to the next one. I meme, therefore I am video. This is the judge. Aaron, if you could, because I threw this in at the last second. Actually, you can put yourself on so I can hear and make sure I can hear you. Mm-hmm. And read the just play it side by side. But either put yourself on or whatever else, but read the actual headline off of the video so I get all the information, because I threw it in at the last second and I don't have all the information. So can you pull all that off or no?
Oh, I'm going to have to grab that. Yeah, I don't have that.
What? Oh, you don't have the screenshot. All right. Yeah. Well, this is the judge that was found to be housing. I'll just side by side. This was the judge that was found to be, is there actually audio there?
It's just background noise.
Okay, it's just background noise. Yeah. Okay, I just threw this in right before the podcast because I found it right before the podcast. Some of you have seen it. It's a couple hours. It's been on the internet, I think, for a couple hours. But anyway, this was the judge that was housing Trende Aragua in his house. You're wondering why these judges rule against Donald Trump? This is one of those, and he was arrested today by Cash Patel's FBI. He was actually housing and firearms training with Tren de Aragua, a terrorist-designated gang in the United States of America. And he got arrested today. So you're wondering how it is that the judiciary is so corrupt. Here is a prime example of that right here. It's a prime example of it. All right, let's go to the next one. Wall Street Apes video. Barack Obama, 75%. This was Barack Obama. Under Barack Obama, 75% of illegals deported, which, by the way, he deported 3 million people. 3 million. To his credit. To his credit. I can't stand Hussein, but to his credit, he deported 3 million people. Donald Trump just got up to a couple hundred thousand. He's on no track to get to 3 million because they want every illegal to have quote unquote due process that they're not due. They want each case to be litigated, even though they came in illegally. Why does it need to be litigated? Because you are only due process if you are subject to the jurisdiction therein of the Constitution of the United States of America. And as an illegal, you are not. So this is a Wall Street Apes video, and it just shows you the stats of all. Barack Obama, 75% of illegals deported received due process. Play for me.
If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century.
So what's changed? I mean, the only thing that's changed is that Donald Trump is doing the deporting. So then deporting suddenly becomes illegal. Suddenly becomes illegal. I am shocked the Democrats actually took up. The vaccine was too hard. The vaccine had too many political benefits for globalist leftist bourgeois elitists, so they couldn't turn on the vaccine once Biden became president. But initially, remember their COVID vaccine, they were all against it. Kamala Harris swore she'd never take it. In her debate with Mike Pence, remember that? She swore she'd never gonna take it because Trump put it out. But as soon as they could take credit for it, they all became pro-vax. To their detriment, and many people have lost their lives and their health because of it, but that's a side note, which I can't get into, or the next 30 minutes is gone. So, literally. But anyway, so I mean, if just because now Trump is doing what Hussein Obama did, now each person out, none of them, I'm trying to remember back now, I remember very easily the Hussein Obama administration, and I remember the deportations, and nobody cared. Yep. Nobody cared. And by the way, these weren't even Tren de Aragua. This was not MS-13. Some of them were, I'm sure. But these are just rudimentary, everyday illegal aliens being deported by the millions. Remember, Obama's the one with all the cages and everything else? Those weren't for deportations. Those for importations. But I'm just saying. And then Trump got credited with the cages. Remember, Time Magazine put Trump hovering over the cages. And then it turned out that the cages were actually built by Hussein Obama and Joe Biden. Remember that? But anyway, this is such a corrupt world. Everybody, I honestly don't know how people get up in the morning and look at themselves in the mirror. I honestly don't. When you know that you lie for a living, all of them know, whether you're a Krasenstein or a Hassan, MSNBC, Jake Tapper, whoever you are, you know you're just a disgusting liar. You know you are. You know you're a propagandist. You know, and you try to, take little pieces of truth out of what you say, but you know, on the whole, all you do is lie and propagandize. You're nothing more than Joseph Goebbels. You're absolutely nothing more than that person. So anyway, Obama, 75, the Wall Street Apes, 75% of illegals deported received no due process under Obama. Bill Clinton, who also deported millions, 90% of illegals deported received no due process. You know why they receive no due process? Because they're not due process. They're illegal. They're not due any sort of process for deportation. All of a sudden, Democrats in 2025 want 100% of illegals to receive due process because now it's about votes and it's about if Trump does it, that makes it wrong. When Trump advocated for the vaccine, they all hated it. And then right when Joe Biden said that it was basically Joe Biden implemented vaccine mandates, they were all for it. Oh, Aaron sent me some stats. George Herbert Walker Bush deported 4.9 million. Bill Clinton deported 10 million people. George W. Bush deported 12 million. Hussein deported 5 million people. Donald Trump in first term, the great deporter, who's a threat to every Hispanic person on the globe and anybody else that illegally enters this country, 2.5 million. Half of what Obama did. Basically a tenth of what George Bush did. Basically a fifth of what Clinton did. And half of what Herbert Walker Bush did. And we all think that Trump deports a lot of people. I want him to deport more.
Yeah.
And he's trying to. He's trying to deport the 10 to 20 million people. It's really 15 to 30 million that Joe Biden allowed into this country. He's trying to deport them. And the Democrats don't want to lose their voter base, their illegal voter base, because we also have found out that Joe Biden allowed 5 million of them. That's the ones we know about. 5 million of them to get Social Security numbers, which enables you to register to vote. And if they didn't get Social Security numbers, all they had to do was go to the largest state of the union that has 40 million people living in it, Gavin Newsom's California, where you are given a driver's license, which enables you to vote. So you don't even need a Social Security card, which enables you to vote. State of Texas, you automatically get. People think state of Texas, and I'll get into it. I don't know how deep I'll get into it, but people need to understand the facade that is the state of Texas, and the people inside of the state of Texas, and the very few conservatives inside of the state of Texas will tell you this. Now, what I mean by very few conservatives, I mean very few conservatives that are politicians. You're like, no, they're all politicians. Red House, red Senate, red governor. No, I'm telling you right now, it's run by Democrats. It's absolutely run by Democrats. We just went over yesterday. This is designated a Bangladeshi day. They just designated a Pakistan day. They just designated a, I don't know what you'd call an anti-Muslim day. So, I mean, you're like, a red state? Is that happening in Florida under Ron DeSantis? No. Is that happening in a red state like Tennessee? No. How about Georgia? No, there's no Bangladeshi day that will ever even come to the forefront of the House. It will never come. It will never be put up for a vote in the House in Florida, in the Senate in Florida, or the governor, of course, will never push it. It would never happen, but in the state of Texas, they have a Bangladeshi day, Pakistani day, and that strange Iranian religion that Aaron found out what it was for me today, and the anti-Islamic day. That's all been put in place, like a national day. What was it? The National Trans Visibility Day. That was last Easter. That's what Biden made last Easter. Remember that?
Yeah.
The Trans Visibility Day. Well, they made it there. Basically the Muslim Visibility Day. That's the state of Texas. It's all a facade. They just allocated $3 billion for their own personal NIH. Why would you do that? Please think about that. This Texas is a giant facade. The people are legit, and most of the people there are red, are conservative, but they have voted in false prophets. They have voted in false Republicans that are voting against the things they ran on. Just like 90-95% of the Republicans in the House of Representatives and the Senate in Washington, D.C. All right, let's go to the next one. This is a sad one. This is right from our hometown. This is the county Will lives in, county that I was raised in the county literally that's 10 minutes down the road from where I'm sitting right now. Straight down 41 from Charlotte County. And I didn't even know this happened. Dapper detective video breaking: illegal alien from Mexico arrested for violently raping a 13-year-old boy. Play for me.
The 13-year-old boy said he was in the bushes while playing hide and seek with an 8-year-old boy. That's when the victim says Samuel Cobos Carmona attacked him. The child tried to fight back and scream, but Carmona held him down and covered the child's mouth so he wouldn't be heard. The sheriff's office has not said where the attack happened in Charlotte County.
I was gonna say, the other night I did hear something. On the side of the woods, but I didn't think anything of it.
People often question why myself and my fellow sheriffs in the state of Florida are working with our federal partners to round individuals like this up to get them the hell out of here. This is why. And those sanctuary cities and states that are putting these individuals' safety in front of the safety and security of our citizens and our children.
That's, of course, Sheriff Bill Primmel. He's the sheriff of Charlotte County Stadium, and he's working with the national partners, obviously working with Kristi Noem's DHS. Why is this guy in the country? Because of Joe Biden. Why is this guy in the country? Because of Joe Biden. He shouldn't be in the country. There's another rape victim. 13-year-old boy rape victim. How is that going to resonate for the rest of his life? Outside of the restorative power of the Holy Ghost, which I hope he finds. I'm wondering exactly how is that going to work, and all because of Joe Biden. Democrats, enjoy your freaking legacy. I know there's not really any Democrats watching, so I'm not yelling at the people that are watching that are red-pilled Republicans, red-pilled conservatives. But Democrats, enjoy your legacy. Go talk to the 13-year-old boy. You always act like there's no victims. You always say, you know what, there aren't really any trans men in women's sports. I know they're supposed to be called trans women, but I refuse to call them that. Trans men in women's sports, until the leading high jumpers in the state of California are in the women's division are both men. That's what you say all the time. And you say that it's very rare for an illegal to commit a crime, which is absolutely a bold-faced lie. Absolute asinine lie, for one thing. Their crime rate is very high. First of all, they're all criminals because they committed a felony by illegally entering this country, like Samuel. And why do they always have to have these multiple names? Carbos Carmona. But this is the Democratic Party legacy. These crimes do actually happen. Can you guess whether or not this crime would have ever happened if he wasn't allowed in the country by Joe Biden? The answer is no. So I don't even want to hear about your crime statistics, which are all false anyway. Absolutely false. So 70% of crime in the borough of Brooklyn last year was committed by illegals. So please don't hand me your bogus little stats. They're absolutely wrong. And by the way, most illegals don't report on other illegals, so their crime stats are way off. But regardless, this crime does not occur if Joe Biden doesn't allow this person in the country. Let me just pray for that little boy that he heals from this. 13-year-old, you're out there playing, having fun in the bushes like you're supposed to when you're 13 years old. He wasn't inside playing video games like everybody else, and you get raped by an illegal. Because Joe Biden, good job, Democrats. Fantastic job. Fantastic job. Wait till it lands on your doorstep, then suddenly you're going to be a Trump supporter. All right, let's go to the next one. Canico, the great tweet. Has anyone explained why Kilmar Abrego Garcia's 2019, this is very interesting, very interesting, 2019 deportation order stopped him from being sent to Guatemala, but allowed him to be sent to... Everybody's been saying that the withholding order, just so everybody understands the story, it's very brief. He was given a final order, entered the country illegally, 2012. Given and rounded up as part of a gang roundup for MS-13, where he was found in the presence of two MS-13 gang leaders. He has his MS-13 tats on his hand. Regardless of what Jessica Tarloff on The Five says, they are MS-13. There's MS-13 insignia tattooed on all four of his knuckles, which, of course, would add up to MS-13. But regardless, so then he's rounded up in a gang raid in 2019, deemed by the judge, we've already showed you the official paperwork, deemed by two judges to be an MS-13 member, given a final order of removal. That's a final order of deportation, a final order of removal, with a real withholding order that didn't say El Salvador. Everybody says El Salvador. This reminds me of Comirnaty. FDA approved drug, says everybody. The COVID vaccine has never been FDA approved to this day. Yet Democrats still say that it is. Just like Charlottesville. They just spout lies that have absolutely been disproven. This is an FDA-approved COVID vaccine. It's never been FDA-approved. And not one American, not one American soldier has ever, ever received a Comirnaty shot. The only FDA-approved vaccination, which, by the way, it shouldn't be either because it's just as deadly. But anyway, the withholding order was never for El Salvador. So why are we even contending this now? Maybe that's why Trump is just sitting there going, and why Bukele are just sitting there going, flail all you want, Chris Van Hollen. Flail all you want, four Democrats that are down there right now, and Cory Spartacus Booker, when you finally come down. Good luck, because on the official paperwork, the withholding order is for Guatemala. The judge explicitly cited ongoing threats from Barrio 18 gang members toward Garcia's family in Guatemala. even though he was previously listed as living in El Salvador, which he was. This is a clerical error, but not by the... Remember, he appeared in Trump, deported him on a clerical error. It wasn't Trump's clerical error. It was Robinette Biden's clerical error. At present, even the, or the previous, or maybe the judge's clerical, maybe because it was rounded up in 2019, whatever the final order of removal was, which I believe was probably under, well, I don't know. It could be either administration because it's right there on the cusp. But anyway, at present, even though the family has shut down the Pupa Sub business, Barrio 18 continues to harass and threaten the respondent's two sisters and parents. This is all quotes from the court documents in Guatemala. So he's been legally deported to El Salvador, just so you know. DHS has failed to carry their burden to show that there are changed circumstances in, what state is that? I mean, what country is that, Aaron? Guatemala.
Yeah.
That would result in the respondent's life and not being threatened, or that relocation is possible and reasonable. The court concludes by, here's the court. The court. Not the Tom. Not the Trump. Not anybody else. The court concludes by granting withholding of removal specifically for Guatemala, but not for El Salvador. So he's exactly where he's supposed to be. It may have been a clerical error and all those Guatemalans are supposed to be El Salvadors, but you know what? They weren't. And now the Barrio 18 gang no longer exists except in Gavin Newsom's California. That's the only place that the Barrio 18 gang actually exists. So he's exactly where he needs to be. And speaking of that, which I've heard now he's been removed from CECOT, but everyone's so worried about CECOT. Well, listen to just an interesting little side video I had to put up. This Uncle Skunkle video speaking to an interview with a CECOT prisoner. Play for me.
Well, to get a tattoo like this, if you're not a gang member?
No, you got to kill.
You got to kill to get those tattoos. How do you feel right now?
Gotta recognize that what happened to us is like that Titanic, that we were big and strong gangs, but we got hit with the iceberg.
Are you gonna be here the rest of your life?
Yeah, the rest of my life. We murdered a lot of people, and this is the consequence of what we did one day. Like, try to act strong in the day and cry in the nighttime.
You cry at night?
Yeah, because we know that we're not gonna get out of here. It's a maximum security prison.
What was the gang that you were a part of?
MS-13.
So there you go. That's just like Abrego Garcia. So and here's the interesting thing. You'd have a tendency to feel sorry for those people, but they're only humbled by their circumstance. They're not humbled because they've repented. They're humbled by their circumstance. And you're like, man, that's a sad deal. Yeah, you know, it's a sad deal, but what about the people he raped and murdered? What if it was your daughter he raped? Would you want him out of CECOT? Just curious. I know that everybody who's watching this podcast is all red-pilled and you think logically, except for maybe a few morons that are watching that are leftist, and you're welcome to watch. But this person, the people on the left, they want all this mercy for the people that didn't victimize them. Then why don't they want, if they're all for mercy and they're all for grace, then why don't they offer any towards Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Steve Bannon or Pierre Navarro or Mike Flynn or any of the other people they persecute via prosecution? I'm just curious. Why is there no mercy there? But you want mercy for Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who's an MS-13 member who physically abused his wife. That was 2020 and 2021. Remember now, you think you'd be on your best behavior? After 2019, you get a final order of removal. And the only place you're not allowed to be removed to is Guatemala, which now he's in El Salvador, which is completely legal. So you think he'd be on your best behavior because you got that final order removal. No, he beat his wife twice, at least twice after that. And by the way, it's probably multiple times because that's the two injunctions that she finally ended up getting against them, which are what's called restraining orders in non-law enforcement realms. But in law enforcement realm, they're called domestic injunctions. So injunctions for protection. So she ended up getting two of those. That means he beat her multiple times to the place where she finally got two injunctions against him. Neither one of her kids, remember they call him, what do they call him? Marilyn, Dad, Marilyn.
Father, Maryland,
right, all those different, right, they call those different, right. Neither one of those kids are his. Those are from a previous boyfriend or husband of his wife right now. So you think you'd be on your best behavior, but no, in 2022, under the Biden administration and the Biden FBI, under Christopher Wray, he was caught human trafficking seven people in his own car coming from Texas. the person that was with him was arrested, but he wasn't. It's kind of strange, isn't it? It's almost like he's an operative getting special treatment, isn't it? It's kind of weird. The person that was with him got 15 months in federal prison. He got absolutely nothing, was released by the FBI, even though he was part of the human smuggling operation coming out of Texas, and was pulled over by THP, Tennessee Highway Patrol, in Tennessee, and held, and the FBI got him released. Weird, Chrissy Ray. Chrissy Ray strikes again. All right, let's move on from the border here. From the Gateway Pundit, rated the Gateway Pundit today. Rated the Gateway, got three stories from the Gateway Pundit. Trump administration utilizes brilliant work, well, one more story from the border. Brilliant workaround to outwit Biden judge who tried to bar them from deporting certain illegals. Here's the brief story. The Trump administration pulled off an incredibly creative move to humiliate, this is the Gateway Pundit article, to humiliate an activist judge trying to stop them from deporting dangerous illegal aliens. And as Axios reported, Team Trump revealed on Wednesday how they managed to avoid violating a federal judge's restraining order barring them from deporting certain illegals. U.S. District Court Judge Brian E. Murphy, of course, who you think appointed him, Joseph Robinette Biden, ordered the Trump administration. A district judge is now ordering the President of the United States around, giving the President of the United States orders, ordered the Trump administration to ensure that people with final removal orders have a chance to argue. Where was that under the 3 million that Hussein Obama removed from the country? The 10 million that Herbert Walker Bush removed from the country. The 10 million that Clinton removed from the country. There was no order from a federal. Think about this, Aaron. Think about this, everybody's watching. All of those millions that were removed by Hussein Obama, by Herbert Walker Bush, by Clinton, even the ones removed by Biden, because Biden removed a bunch too. None of them, not one person ever came out. Not one. Why would these judges not say it then? Where was the ACLU? Where was Norm Eisen? No, now Norm Eisen is fighting for Democratic Party voters that are illegally registered. That's what he's fighting for, which is treason in and of itself. Nobody was calling for a full court hearing for every deportation. How would you ever accomplish that? Remember Herbert Walker Bush deported 10. That's George Herbert Walker Bush deported 10 million in 4 years. They all got as Judge Brian Murphy. Suddenly, Brian Murphy has an epiphany. He never said a word over the last 30 years. Not one word. Not one, neither did Norm Eisen, neither did the ACLU, neither did Mark Elias, neither did Reid Hoffman. Not one. Not one word about alien rights. Not one word about illegal alien rights. But then suddenly, Trump deported 3 million in his first term. 3 million in 4 years. Hussein Obama deported that many in 8 years. But I mean, still. Right now, he basically can't deport anybody. So Brian Murphy, a Biden appointee, ordered the Trump administration to ensure that people with final orders of removal, isn't that already their court process, Aaron? Where does the final order of removal come from? A judge. What else is there to be done? That's like saying, okay, you're sentenced to prison, but you get a hearing before you go to prison. You've already had judge, jury, verdict, sentence, and now you get another hearing? What for? You have a final order of removal. Have a chance to argue that deportation to a country other than their own could jeopardize their safety. The Trump administration, though, exploited. So what he's saying is, if they get deported to another country other than their own that could cause them potential problems, they get to argue before a judge. No, that's not what the final order of removal says. Another judge already wrote the final order of removal, which is with its stipulations. This guy has no part in it. It's already done. The Trump administration, though, exploited a loophole in the ruling and deported several illegal aliens anyway. Love it. It turns out Murphy's order only applied to the Department of Homeland Security, not other federal agencies. So Team Trump decided to use the Department of Defense to ship out illegal aliens, thus outwitting Murphy. In a Wednesday court filing, an attorney representing DHS pointed out that because the DOD is not a defendant in the case, the deportations it has carried out so far comply with the Biden judge's order. Brilliant move. All right, let's move on to Hegseth now. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of different stories going on about Pete Hegseth. So let's get to the bottom of it. By the way, just as I've said before, do not budge an inch on Pete Hegseth. It's not cultist devotion. It's not why. It's not being a sycophant. Even if Pete Hegseth sucked, which he doesn't, there's, you know, record recruitment in the military right now, where there was record non-recruitment in the military under Joseph Robinette Biden. Now there's record recruitment, record departures in the military, record retirements in the military. We were at dangerous levels. We still are, because Trump's only been in office for like 85 days. So now PDX is doing a good job. Now there's problems here with this WhatsApp app, all right? That was mandated by the Biden administration right before they left. That's kind of strange, isn't it? PDX says only problems have come from this freaking WhatsApp app, which I don't even know. I've never used WhatsApp. I don't think I've ever used it. I don't think I've ever used WhatsApp. But anyway.
Is it WhatsApp or Signal?
Aaron. Yeah. Thanks why Aaron's here. Signal, sorry. WhatsApp is the Hunter Biden thing.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So anyway, you Signal. Thank you, Aaron, since that would have sounded stupid for the next 10 minutes. So this whole Signal, this Signal app, which is easier to say, by the way. I'm glad it's Signal, not WhatsApp. But anyway, so the Signal app that was mandated by the Biden administration as they went out the door. I wonder why it was they did that. And the one who's on the board of Signal is on the board of NPR, which Trump is defunding. That's kind of strange, isn't it? So the Trump's political adversaries put it, mandated it for the DOD. One of the people that are on the board runs NPR, which is staffed by 98% Democrats, and she's a devout Democrat, and she's on the board of Signal. It's almost as if they put Signal in to spy on the Trump administration, and then you end up with Jeffrey Goldberg on an invited Signal chat. That's strange, isn't it? I mean, it's very odd, isn't it, that that's going on? All right, so from the Gateway Pundit, breaking, Pete Hegseth hit with another round of leaks. Here's the story. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was hit with another round of leaks on Thursday, that's today, after several top aides have been fired for leaking. So people are leaking about leaks. This gets complex. It does. But that's what it is. Basically, it's leaks about Pete Hegseth using an unsecured Signal app that leaks. The attacks against Pete Hegseth, and what I was going to say was, you cannot budge an inch here. You allow him to be a sacrificial lamb, then it just goes one right after another. It's Tulsi Gabbard next, Jay Bhattacharya, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, it will never stop. You don't apologize. Listen, the days of apologies are over. And I advocate for apologies when you're wrong. You're wrong. You wrong your wife, go apologize. You wrong your kids, go apologize. You wrong your friend, go apologize. But in the political realm, I ain't apologizing for nothing even if I'm wrong. Nothing. Because I'm giving that which is holy. Matthew 7:6, Jesus speaking, I'm giving that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Forget you. I'm not apologizing to the Democrats, filthy, rotten demons. I'm not apologizing to them. Even if I wronged them, I'm not apologizing. I'm not. All right, the attacks against Pete Hegseth's use of Signal began last month after Jeffrey Goldberg, the anti-Trump editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, which is a CIA cutout rag, claimed he was accidentally added to secure Signal group chat where two Trump administration officials discussed sensitive military operations against Iran-backed Houthi terrorists in Yemen. The Biden administration installed Signal on government-issued computers, but use of the app only became a scandal during the Trump administration, even though Biden's been using it. And funny how that never came under scrutiny. Even though it's the exact same app, still very much accessible. But here's the thing, too, is that in some ways, people in the Trump administration do need to do more research because Signal is world-renowned for being easily accessible. Everybody knows you can break into Signal. Everybody, unless you're a complete tech idiot like me, listen, anybody can break into Signal. Anybody with any sort of expertise can break into Signal. According to a leak, to, of course, the Washington Post, Bezos' Washington Post, last night, Pete Hegseth installed Signal on Signal desktop at the, Signal on his desktop at the Pentagon as a way to circumvent the lack of cell phone service in the Pentagon. How do we have a lack of cell phone service in the Pentagon? The Pentagon's budget is basically $100 million short of being $1 trillion per year, and we don't have self-service in the Pentagon? Can anybody explain that to me? How in the world do we have no self-service in the Pentagon? So it makes the Secretary of Defense The Secretary of Defense actually has to install an app so he has decent self-service. Inside of the Pentagon, Hegseth says spokesman Sean Purnell hit back and told the Washington Post the Defense Secretary has never used and does not currently use Signal on his government computer. On Thursday, a leak to the Associated Press expanded on the Pentagon computer leak to the Washington Post. The AP reported that Hegseth used an unsecured internet line that bypassed Pentagon security protocols so he could use Signal at his office. The AP reported, which is, of course, as trustworthy as Axios, the AP reported Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth had an internet connection that bypassed the Pentagon's security protocols set up in his office to use Signal messaging, the Signal messaging app on a personal computer. Two people familiar, there's the leakers. Mm-hmm. Two people familiar with the line told the Associated Press. Who would know outside of somebody working in his office? It's just like Mike Waltz, who orchestrated the first Signal chat group about the attack on the Houthis. His chief of staff used to be Tom Cotton's chief of staff, and Tom Cotton wants Hegseth's job. And Tom Cotton is a globalist-controlled, leftist-controlled, basically Democratic Party cutout pretending to be a Republican. The existence of the unsecured internet connection is the latest revelation about Hegseth's use of the unclassified app and raises the possibility that sensitive defense, this is all from the AP, defense information could have been, was it? No. Could it have been? No. Never happened. Was the Houthi attack a complete and total success with no loss of life except for the Houthis? Yes. Could have put at risk of potentially hijacking or surveillance. La, 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 la. So you basically have insiders inside of Hegseth's office leaking information to the Associated Press and to the Washington Post, which picked up the Associated Press story. That's what's happening. All about using the Signal app and nothing bad has happened. Why is none of this done when the people who actually installed the Signal app as part of, who actually implemented using the Signal app as part of Pentagon dealings, as part of the normal MO of the Pentagon, that which was the Biden administration, why wasn't there any scrutiny under them? Why weren't there any leaks? Because even if there were leaks to the Washington Post, they wouldn't report them. Even if there were leaks to the AP, they wouldn't report them because the Washington Post and the Associated Press are very obviously leftist, so they don't report on any leftist compromises. All right, let's go to the next one. Still from the Gateway Pundit, all on Hegseth. Hate to do this much on Hegseth, but you're going to have to do it because that's the news, and we just need to speak. If Pete Hegseth was leaking information, you know what I would say? Pete Hegseth is leaking information.
Yeah.
I would. I'm not a leftist. When Trump is wrong, which he was, about Operation Warp Speed, do you know what I said? Do you know the things that I said about that here over the years? What the horrible things that I said, which were totally true, about Operation Warp Speed and that wretched, horrible, clot-causing vaccine? You know what? I said it. I don't retract one thing. I still think Trump's the greatest president in the United States history. I do. But he made a huge mistake with that. But no acolytes here on this podcast. Not one. Not one. You'll hear me both defend the J6ers because they were all treated an unconstitutional third world banana republic style. They all were treated that way. But there were also idiots that were in there with their feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Okay, you're an idiot. Doing a Facebook Live on Zuckerberg's platform. Okay, I mean, now should that person spend 3 years in prison? No. That person should spend 100 days in the county lockup, okay? That's fine. But we speak the truth on this podcast. This isn't an acolyte podcast for any politician. What we are acolytes for is the gospel of Jesus and the truth. Amen. So here's another one. From the Gateway Pundit. Again, I told you, I rated the Gateway Pundit. I look at the Gateway Pundit every day. Look at Bannon Alex Jones every day. All right, Gateway Pundit, roughly every day. Not every day, but roughly. But pick, Gateway Pundit. So here's Hegseth, Chief of Staff Joe Casper out at Pentagon. So who are these leakers? You had the two people that were accused of leaking. One of them went on, I can't remember his name, Dan Caldwell went on Tucker Carlson. And, I think Tucker should have put him on. If Dan Caldwell wanted to come on the TLP, I would have put him on. We don't have a big enough audience, so he didn't come on. But I didn't invite him on either, so I don't know. Maybe we'll, you never know. We've had some big names on the show.
Absolutely,
so we've had Peter McCullough, Robert W. Malone. So we've had big names on the show. But anyway, so here's the latest thing. So last week, an advisor to the Gateway Pundit article, I always want to give due credit. Last week, an advisor to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was put on leave and then ultimately fired for leaking. Dan Caldwell, who was also part of the Mike Waltz-Huthy Signal Chat group. Strange that you somehow you put Jeffrey Goldberg on there. Which is basically putting like Adolf Hitler on a group chat with a bunch of Jewish leaders. Mike Waltz, Signal Chat group, was escorted out of the Pentagon on Tuesday for unauthorized disclosure, according to Reuters. Deputy Chief of Staff Darren Selnick and Colin Carroll, Chief of Staff to Deputy Secretary of Defense Steven Feinberg, were also placed on leave and escorted out of the Pentagon. See, I mean, a lot of times you're like, yeah, but I've heard these guys speak and they all sound like conservatives. They sound, I'm not saying this is true about any of these people. I'm saying it's a possibility. They sound like conservatives so that they secrete themselves into conservative circles, but they're really globalist leftists. They're of this mindset, and I don't know how to verbally construct this in the way that would be the most coherent. But there is a mindset in Washington, D.C. that is neither left nor right. It's global. It's really leftist, but it's globalist. It's globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist. There's a mindset inside of Washington, D.C. where you have the Mitch McConnell, who's really a leftist, meeting with a Chuck Schumer, who is a devout leftist. And they have this wisdom because of their compromises that surpasses the wisdom of the right. That makes sense, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's what they think. That they have this compromising where we come to this amalgam of leftism and pseudo-fake rhino-rightism. And when we come up with this amalgam, that amalgam is what governs and supersedes all right-wing, all conservative thought. It surpasses all conservative thought. That's how they think. And that's what's got us $37 trillion in debt. That's what lost us the Vietnam War that we never should have entered in, because the Gulf of Tonkin was another CIA op, just like the Bay of Pigs, to usher us into war. And that's what got JFK killed by the Mossad, was not entering, and the CIA, because he refused to enter into a actual invasion of Cuba to go and rescue those forces. He never even wanted to do the original one. That's why he's dead. Mm-hmm. It's everything that we believe outside of Paul Revere. Everything that we believe outside of the initial 1776 Revolutionary War, of which, what is it, Aaron, again? How many people, what was the percentage of people that fought in that war that actually supported it inside the United States?
It was like 12 three, or
yeah,
something.
It was like, I thought it was less. I think it was like,
it might be.
In single digits.
Yeah.
Single digits people actually even cared. You're ever wondering, you feel like you're fighting alone? Well, yeah. And then they'll all glom on afterwards. It's just like all the COVID caving, lockdown pastors and businesses. And then suddenly they're pro-Trump and anti-Biden when they followed every Biden order. A lot of these, that's the amalgam of thought inside of Washington. Either there's a super class of wisdom via the compromise of the left and the right. Leftism is always bad. It is never, you don't compromise. You don't yoke yourself together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship could light have with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. But anyway, Deputy Chief of, Joe Casper reportedly had a deep vendetta. This is the weird thing. So Joe Casper, as you see on the headline, was escorted out, basically fired today. Look at the day on the bottom. But he's the one who had a deep vendetta against the people who were fired just a day or two before. Aaron, does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. I don't know what the freak is going on there. I have no idea what's happening. You're like, Tom, you always have an opinion. I do. My opinion is I don't know. I have no idea what's actually happening there, because the people that were fired the day before, the person who wanted them fired was the person that was fired today. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. Maybe they're all leaking. They all have their own political motives. I don't know. But there are very few legitimately right-wing conservative people in Washington, D.C. And most of the time, the people that are claiming that they are frauds. They are fakes to secrete themselves into our party right out of Jude 3 and 4. I felt compelled to write you and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. That's what they want to do. There's no real, none of us are going to be damaged by AOC. She's a laughing stock to all of us. Bernie Sanders, a laughing stock. But when you start like Mike Waltz, I don't know about Mike Waltz. Seriously. I don't know about Michael. I'm not real sure about the Treasury Secretary either, Scott Bessent. I'm not real sure.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a man married to another man. Not real sure about this guy. Okay, he was in a shouting match with Elon Musk. Okay, you're like, Tom, are you an Elon sycophant? No, I'm not an Elon sycophant, but you know what? Elon puts his money where his mouth is. Would the rest of these people do? I don't see them all risking anything. I see Trump risk everything. I see Elon risk everything. I don't see all the rest of these people risking squat. They're all friends with different people with different ideologies and different belief systems and different levels of their commitment to various ideologies. All right, let's go to the next thing. Tom Emmer tweet. Is that where I'm at? Where am I at, Will?
I got you at Lindell TV.
Oh, yeah. You're the man. Got to have it. You're the man, buddy. So glad you caught that. All right. Lindell TV video. So here is a Hegseth employee in a high-ranking position. Play for me.
Other big news today, James O'Keefe released an expose regarding the DOD and rogue employees that are over there working against Pete Hegseth and President Trump and the America First agenda. He released a great video sort of highlighting the insanity that's going on over there. Let's take a listen to the latest from James O'Keefe.
I'm assuming that your boss isn't Pete Hegseth.
Ultimately, he is my boss.
Okay.
But this is insane. I actually know Pete Hegseth.
You do? Like, personally?
But this is so crazy. Like, that's not a good reflection on me. That's a bad reflection on Trump. Like, nobody I know should be the Secretary of Defense.
Oh, no.
Like, he's insanely young to be the department. Like, and he wasn't that high up in the military. He used to be in the D.C. National Guard.
Oh, did you guys work together?
Or? Yeah. I mean, in our side hustle in the D.C., in the National Guard.
Oh.
And I met him in my unit. He was just in my unit.
Oh.
And I don't know. I can go on about the Hegseth.
Now, Nicholas Terza claims that he knows Hegseth from the D.C. National Guard, but we spoke to a senior official at the Pentagon who said that's not true, that Hegseth has not ever heard of this man or seen him.
Never heard of him, never seen him. I thought this was so wild. These crazy socialists make these radical claims and, you know, can't even support them with any evidence. But for this guy to just, you know, willy-nilly go out on a date and expose this classified information, you know, it's very telling, very concerning. I mean, pretty sure this is a national security issue. Someone like this should not be employed. It should not be the branch chief of the Pentagon, probably. So I'm glad James O'Keefe exposed this. Interestingly enough, shortly after the release of this expose, this fellow, the branch chief of the Pentagon, Nicholas Terza, did actually delete his LinkedIn. So I think that's very telling and probably indicates that he may soon be out of the job. Hopefully that is the case.
Now, before I get to my commentary, here's my public service. I'm Scooter 887, Scooter 8887. Listen, dude, again, you're on Tinder and you're scoping chicks. She's too hot. And she's so hot, right? You're like, how could I ever land this chick? It's James O'Keefe. If you're thinking she's too hot for you, you know what it is? She's too hot for you.
Yeah.
And then suddenly she's just enthralled with your career. Tell me more about it. Tell me, there's not one word about you, about her at all. Not one word about her career. Not one word about her in any way, shape, or form. It's all about you. I mean, I can see this from a mile away. This girl is probing you about your job for a specific reason. This is an interrogation via hot chick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all that it is, and these guys keep falling for it. It's actually hysterical. It shows you how dumb the people are that run this country. Nicholas Terza, DOG freaking branch chief. A branch chief in the Department of Defense is dumb enough to fall for another James O'Keefe scam. And I love James O'Keefe, and I love what he's doing, but I mean, come on, guys. And I hope they keep following it because it is great podcast material.
Oh, yeah.
Keep following, guys. But, I mean, how many times are you going to fall for it? The girl's sitting there asking you, probing you about your job? Oh, let me just tell you everything. Because you're just hoping there's somehow you're going to get her clothes off. It's not going to happen, dude. You know why? She's too hot for you. She's not taking her clothes off because you impress her about your knowledge of Pete Hegseth. And you're lying anyway. Pete Hegseth has never met you, never seen you, never talked to you. It's amazing these guys keep falling for it, but I just hope they keep doing it. All right, let's change subjects here. Let's go to the next one. We are at Tom Emmer now, right? Sure. Tom Emmer tweet. Why would a grown man, Tampon Tim Walz, why would a grown man, like, which is Tampon Tim, sue the Trump administration to allow biological males to participate in women's sports? This is creepy and anti-woman. Now, can you imagine that you get up in the morning and your motivation in life is having fully penised men playing against your daughters in women's basketball? I mean, can you imagine that? Your motivation is, in life is watching women's sports and wondering, oh, wait, that's not a normal crotch. You're looking there. That's a man playing in a woman's sport, right? I mean, it's very easy to tell. Not that any of us should be staring at crotches, but it's very easy to tell when somebody's swinging you-know-what is going down the court in a women's event. Not to mention, they don't ever look like women. There's nothing you could ever do. You're never going to be shapely. You're always going to be flat-hipped. You're always going to have a swinging dong unless you have it taped up or buy a Tuckum at Target. And you get up and you're Tampon Tim, and that's Keith Ellison in the video with him. Keith Ellison in the pick with him. That's the AG for the state of Minnesota. Your motivation in life is that fully penised men playing with women in a sport. And like I said earlier, in the track division, I believe it's in the state of California. I'm not sure whether it's California or not. Where you have the top-ranked high jumpers in the state in the women's division are both men. This is starting to bring a giant impact, starting to have a giant impact on women's sports. And it won't be long until women's sports are gone. But when Tampon Tim, you ever see his freak daughter? When Tampon Tim wakes up in the morning, he goes, you know what my motivation in life is? Just like Gavin Newsom. Cutting off penises, testicles, and breasts of minors. That's my motivation. And having men playing in women's sports and slaughtering the unborn. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. And making sure that waste, fraud, and abuse continues in the federal government to the tune of $37 trillion in debt. And believing that will never actually land on your doorstep, even though it will. All right, let's go to the next one. At Chicago Ray Video Breaking Senators, it's John Solomon's John Solomon. Chicago One Ray Video Breaking Senators Johnson and Grassley have sent a letter to FBI Director Kash Patel and Pam Bondi saying they have evidence that Biden's White House was directly involved in helping start Jack Smith's investigation. Play for me.
Turn to our next guest in a second, but a little breaking news. Senator Johnson and Senator Grassley just sent this to me a little bit ago while we're on air. It's a major development. You're taking a look at a letter right there that was just sent to the FBI Director Kash Patel and the Attorney General Pam Bondi. What does it say? It says that Congress has obtained evidence that shows that the Biden White House was directly involved in trying to help start Jack Smith's investigation on the January 6th probe against President Trump. Specifically, that the White House Counsel's Office secretly obtained President Trump's and Vice President Mike Pence's former phones and giving them to the prosecutors, basically sicking the Justice Department on his future competitor, his future rival in the 2024 election, so that they could look for dirt for possible crimes. There's a lot more coming in. There's a lot of other evidence as well of the White House involvement. Remember, 2 years ago, we were the first news agency, right here, Real America's Voice, Just the News, to report that a White House counsel was directly involved with this investigation. Now, more details, including getting, can you imagine this? You're the Democrat president, and you go get the old Republican's phone for your prior president and send it to the Justice Department. That's what Senators Johnson and Grassley were able to confirm tonight. It's in that letter. Keep an eye on justinnews.com. We're going to get you up to speed on that all throughout the night. A lot more developments.
All right, so there you go. And Ben, this is patently illegal, patently banana republic, absolutely third world banana republic, judicial system style, where you had the White House colluding with the special counsel to investigate your political opponent, giving, it was already been found out, Joe Biden gave Mike Pence's and Donald Trump's phone to either the DOJ or it was to Jack Smith. All of this is what Mike Davis calls a conspiracy against rights. You don't have the right to prosecute or persecute via prosecution your political opponent so that you win an election. We're going to lock up our political opponents. And by the way, you know what? Turnabout is fair play. And because we're not going to lie, those were all lies and everything that Trump was accused of is bold-faced lies, both civilly and criminally, which I don't have time to get into all of that. But Letitia James actually did commit fraud. Watch out, as Mike Davis calls her, Big Tish, because it's coming your way now. For claiming on a mortgage fraud, which on a mortgage form, which is a felonious crime, which is called fraud, mortgage fraud, that your father was your husband. That, there's no way to run from that. It's over. There's no way. You claimed that a five-bedroom building was four so that you get a reduced rate. And other felonies also. There's no running. You claim that your primary residence, which a film team went out to confirm, trying to remember who it was, Daily Wire maybe? It wasn't Daily Wire. Daily Mail. Daily Mail sent out a team to Letitia James's primary residence. And she put primary so you get a reduced mortgage, which is mortgage fraud. Felony mortgage fraud. She put that down as her primary residence. So Daily Mail sent out a team. Guess what? There's another family living there, not her. It's weird, isn't it? And by the way, immediately disqualifies her to be AG of the state of New York. There is no run. That's Johnny Cash. You can run for a long time. You can run for a long time. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. Because God, listen, I understand what I'm saying with this. It's not that God winks and nods at sin. He certainly doesn't. The sinner and the wicked both go to hell, but both go to hell without the blood of Jesus. Just turn from your sin, repent of your sin, receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, and then you don't have to worry about hell. But anyway, but when you don't want to draw God's attention to you. If you're just somebody, you know what, every Friday night you just get liquored up and you're drunk and that's just the way it is, you're going to burn in hell for it. That's Revelation 21:8. That's 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. That's just the way, Galatians 5, 19 through 21. That's just it. Sorry. That's the way that it is. And you're looking at chief among sinners here. I've just turned from my sin and received Jesus for the propitiation, the forgiveness of my sins. He paid the price for my sins. That's all you got to do. That's it. Turn from your sin. If you don't turn from him, you only receive him as Savior, but you don't receive him as Lord, you ain't going to heaven either. But anyway, because most churches don't tell you that anymore. But anyway, you don't want to draw Yahweh's attention to you. And how you do that is you, like if she just simply lied on these forms, okay. She's going to, again, liars go to hell, Revelation 21. I mean, especially God has a specific disdain for it. Read it when you get home. I'm preaching right now. You're already home. Read it when you have a chance. But when you lie about somebody else claiming that Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, it's worth a minimum of $250 million. Minimum. That would be bargain barrel. That'd be just absolute, just bottom of the barrel price. It's worth up to half, it's up really even up half, up to being half a billion is what it's worth. But you make false accusations against another person, accusing them of doing what you in fact have already done and are currently doing. And not only do you falsely accuse them of that, which are six things the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him, Proverbs 6:16 through 19, which is bearing false witness is one of the seven abominations of God. Bearing false witness against somebody, claiming that they are doing something they are not doing. Again, you could be doing wrong yourself. You're not going to draw God's attention vengeance sort of way. But when you prosecute somebody for doing what you've done and you prosecute them for years, she's known for years. She was doing the very things that she was falsely accusing Donald Trump of doing. You're attracting God's attention. And then you get the Johnny Cash song. Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. All right, 10:14, that's good. I have so much. I got a thing on Remdesivir we got to do. Oh, man, I got so much. So much on Gorsuch with the crazy Montgomery school thing, but I'll try to get it. And like Aaron said, there's a podcast tomorrow.
Yeah, right. There's
right,
tomorrow.
Because if I start anything, it's another 30 minutes. I give it. All right, Rumble Rants tonight. Texas Billy, my friend, appreciate you, $50. Skunk 71, $25. Texas Billy, another 25? Thank you, Texas Billy. I love this. He is actually a really good friend of mine. I know. I see him all the time. All right, Mike Griffith, $5. Patty K44, $5. Thank you guys so much. In the rant, thank you guys so much in the chat. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. As always, it's not always awesome, but tonight's is awesome. Stick around for it. Love you. Back here tomorrow, same time. Love you guys. I really do. I know I'm saying love you guys a lot. I really do. I just really appreciate you watching the podcast. I really do. All right. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.